Hello.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Perry, it's Chris with Local Splash.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I did a couple. I put a couple notes in the account. About you know a little bit more of what you're kind of looking for and everything else. So, I just wanted to kind of ask you some just very basic questions here. And then I know you had a couple other questions. Did you have any questions you mentioned before we?
Yeah, so you're saying the longest is 2 months it could take to get on top page. What
that's
do we
worst,
do?
Worst case worst scenario. Case scenario. Yeah, worst case scenario. Yep, that's like, you know,
okay.
Like we like to under-promise and over-deliver. I mean, if you get the reviews up and running, so the here's what we would do, right? Just the breakdown of
if
how
I can get,
we're
if
do.
I can get 30 reviews on there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd probably get 30 reviews. Do you want them back-to-back, or do you want them, like, wait a couple days, send another one?
I would suggest 5 a day, right?
Okay.
You know, 5 a day. We'll definitely keep Google away. I mean, because if you get too many at once, they're just gonna like, wait a minute. You know, so 5 a day is about you know reasonable. So basically, I'll give you the breakdown of everything that we're gonna do, right? So if you do decide to do the $549, once again, just to break down the price, the original package that I offered you is $398. And then $299 every month after that. So what I'll be willing to do is waive your setup fee completely, save you $100. So it'd be $299 plus the $250. That adds up to the $549, right? That's okay. To do everything we just talked about, including the website, get your application through Google Verified. Matter of fact, let me send that to you right now. You've been receiving all my text messages, right, Perry?
Yeah, I've been receiving them.
Okay, perfect. So
and I'm going to give you another number, my personal number, that you could contact me and set up all the appointments and emails and send texts. Because this business phone,
mm-hmm.
it's like I bought a little cheapy one just for now, just to run everything off it.
Got it.
So,
okay. What's the other number that you want me to put on file?
Well, so for the business, this is the number that's going to be on file because I got to transfer
right.
the number over.
But right.
for the other number for you guys to call me off of is 228-213.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
7354.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna message. If you don't mind, I'll message the 228, right? Like as far as text messages. But the number
yeah.
that we're gonna list on Google is the 682-330-9000, right? Just wanna.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, got it. All right. So I'm sending you this is the application for the Google the Google Verified application. It's very self-explanatory, very straightforward. Let me know if you receive it, right? So basically that application asks you basic information about the business, you know, business address, all that good stuff. You enter your licensing and all that. Once you get that completed, then we submit that to Google, and then they do that background check, right? So background check, they use two companies, Pinkerton or Evident, whatever is available in the state. And then once you get approved, then you'll obviously start receiving those leads for Google, directly from Google, right? So
okay, I clicked the link and it's just like showing a blank slate. There it goes. Okay, got it.
There you go. So it's just a form, right? It's a fill-in form. So that's just obviously you don't have to fill it out right now. This is something that you know once we get everything going, then you could just get that done and then we submit it to Google. So that's
okay.
just that's that. The business. So I just want to confirm you're located. I can see the business is 331 3 Country Club Road. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's my home address, which I guess you can use that for the business.
Yeah, I mean we're not gonna show your home address because you're not a brick and mortar, right? You know we don't want no one going to your house. I mean you know it's like you're going out there to service the clients. And then for the business, is it just PC Paving and then the word and spelled out, or are you the ampersand? What would it?
The word spelled. And
okay, and construction. Okay, got it. There's no LLC.
You could do either or. No,
uh-huh.
it's not LLC. You could do
okay.
either or. The business is set up like that.
Okay,
so
got it. What do you prefer, Sean? Google the N or like spelled out or the ampersand?
The ampersand.
Okay, gotcha. We'll do that. So that way it
yeah.
does look
a little better.
Looks cleaner. Yeah. Okay, and then as far as an email, I was trying to find an email. I know that once again that website you do have a contact us section. And you do have an email on there, but I'm not quite sure if that's like your hello at – I don't think that's like your email. Or is that yours?
Yeah. No, that's not my email. My email
okay,
is C as in Paul, C as in Chris, pavingconstruction@gmail.com.
All right.
It's the same thing as the name, just without the N.
Yeah, gotcha. Yep, it's I put it into the Google system. It verified it was correct. So I'm pretty sure PC, like, stands for maybe your initials, Perry, and then what's your last name?
A last name is Costello.
Oh, okay, there you go. So I did, I guess, right. Okay,
Costello. Yeah.
So
I got a question. Did you ever hear about someone called Stony Systems?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. Is it a marketing company?
Yeah, so it's a marketing company. I found on Facebook a while back, still for Mississippi. And they wanted to do the same thing. Well, they built a website and all. They put us up there. They gave us, like, some kind of answering automated system. Mm-hmm. And they wanted, like, $297 per month. I did that plan with them. Man, it was terrible.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the reality of it. And this is, I'm just going to kind of shoot you straight, right? Success on the internet, Perry, is doing business with the right company. And here's why, okay? If they cannot, I just looked at them right now, at what they do. They says website design marketing system for contractors. I'm looking at their website. They're not a Google partner. I click on their Google reviews and, like, nothing pops up. So the best bet is actually doing business with a Google partner. Here's why. Google will never call the general public, right? When it comes to small to medium-sized businesses, Google has an in-depth partnership program, and we've been a partner for 10 years. So Google's not just going to partner up with any company. They want to make sure they're doing business with a company that's, you know, has longevity and has a good track record. Now, Google will contact the big corporations like Samsung, Apple, Sony. You know, why? Because they're spending millions of dollars in advertisement. Obviously, you're not going to spend millions of dollars, right? Well, not yet, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you know, but at the end of the day, so they have partnerships like us because they know that companies like yours, home services, concrete, you know, tree services, landscaping, HVAC, electricians, these are all services that need Google's help, but obviously Google just is not going to call, or they're not making enough money to call them directly. Make sense? So
yeah.
That's where we come in. We've been a partner with them for 10 years, so we were hand-selected with Google, and that's why I sent you our credentials that takes you directly to Google's website. That way you know you're doing business with a Google partner. So the best thing you could do is go with a Google partner once again, and then, like, I just looked at this company right now. They're not a Google partner, and it looks like they're more focused on website, but it's not really doing much as far as anything else. So, and then one of the things that we do have is our app, too. So one thing I definitely highly recommend is download the Local Splash app. That way you know exactly what we're doing for your business, right? So, I just want to ask you, I have a couple things that I wanted to ask you as far as keywords. I noticed on your website that you have two sections, residential and commercial. Is that correct? You're doing both?
Yeah, we do residential and commercial.
Okay, gotcha. So is it safe to say that everything you have here on your website is accurate, like concrete demolition, concrete driveways, patio, sidewalks, slabs, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Would that be safe to say? Okay. Is there anything else that you do that you want to get found for when it comes to getting your company on Google as far as the keywords?
Custom pergolas. We do those.
Oh, my God, man. We're in California, so I bought an acre of land, okay? That's one of the things that I've been trying to get my wife, because she's done all the interior remodeling, and I'm like, okay, anything that has to do with the backyard or the garage, you don't touch. You can do everything else, but and that's what I want. I want a huge pavilion, right? So it's like a pergola, but like, oh, my, because I love the whole kitchen island. I love to entertain. Like my family and friends. So, you know, when it has, like, the summer's around the corner, so that's the thing I was looking into, like, having a big, you know, pergola or even a pavilion where you can have the kitchen island, the TV out there, the fire pit, you know.
That's my dream too.
Exactly. So, but I just bought this house and I got plenty of land. So, like I said, I got an acre, which is, it's pretty big, right? But I got things to, I got space to do things that I really want to do for the home. But that's cool. So you guys do pergolas and stuff like that. That's awesome. Anything else that you, besides the pergolas and Sebos pavilions, anything else you feel like, you do, or do you want to come up for?
That is it. We just want to focus on concrete, and if the Persia laws come with it, then we do those.
Right. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, we're going to do that. So we're going to get you found for both residential and commercial. The good things about our Google text is they'll be able to hyper-focus on what's being searched. So we're not going to guess. We're going to know. So that's a huge advantage that you'll have. Now, as far as hours of operation, how do you want to be listed on Google as far as people to call you?
You can put the, I guess, from 8 to 5.
Do you mind if I make a suggestion?
What's that?
Okay. So 8 to 5, this is for people to really call you. You know, it's really rare to have someone say, hey, I need you to come and do concrete right now, which I don't think that's ever been the case. But usually people get off of work or they start thinking about things during after 5 when they get home from work. So if you could take a phone call maybe up to like 7 or 8 p.m., this is just for a phone call, and that way you could set an appointment. That way you're getting those people that are kind of looking into doing things like this after they get home from work. Because at 5, you'll get obviously some traction, but it's just a suggestion, one thing that I've noticed personally with my clients, but it's completely up to you.
Sure, let's try it like that and see what happens.
Okay. You could always modify it. Once again, it's not set in stone.
Yeah.
So would it be okay if we're 8 to 7 or 8 to 8? What do you prefer?
8 to 8. Let's try that.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay. And then would that be Monday through Friday, or are you also
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday we're open too, but I do a lot of estimates on Saturday, so.
Estimates on Saturday. Okay. Do you want phone calls on Saturday to give estimates or no? Or not for
now? Yeah, sure. I can take some phone calls on Saturday. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So we'll do phone calls Monday through Saturday, and then we'll do 8 to 8. And then, you know, once again, I don't think anybody's ever called you and say, hey, I need this done like today. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. But okay.
We had a few phone calls, but not really anything like that crazy.
Okay, got it. Okay, no worries. And then another question I have for you, do you have a logo for the business? Because I see the logo on the JC Concrete Texas, right?
Yeah, I got a logo for it. I made a logo for it.
Okay, perfect. So we'll put that logo on your website and everything else as well. Just want to kind of put that out there.
Do I need to send the logo?
No. We're gonna have an onboarding call with one of our certified techs. So what I do here is I enter this information to the system as far as notes. So that way when the technician calls you, you know, we've done all our homework for the keywords, everything else. That way, you know, it's a short call. It's about 20 to 30 minutes. And that's to build the website. They're going to give you some examples and so forth and keywords, everything that we're going to do for you. They're going to be able to do that in that phone call. So you don't have to.
Are they going to need my EIN number and all of that?
No. You enter that information into the application yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't take anything personal over the phone. Absolutely not. Like as far as, you know, those, you put in the application, and then we send the application to Google. So that we don't take that.
Okay. And then that'll be for the onboarding or no?
That would be for the onboarding. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. And then
on the onboarding phone call, I give them that information.
And the onboarding call, that application that I sent you for the Google Guarantee, the Google Verified, right?
Yeah.
You fill that information in, and then we submit that to Google directly. So you don't have to give the client like any personal information. You don't have to give the technician that. They're just going to verify information about the business, meaning like the keywords, everything that we're going to do, for the most part, right? So
I got you. So like once we hang up, I go home. I go back to the office. I do the application and all.
Yep, and then we're going to look at the calendar and see what time works for you and what time the technician's available so we could book an appointment. It's about a 20 to 30 minute phone call.
Okay, yeah. And okay. I pay for this now or I pay for this after the application set?
Yeah, so what we do is we secure the listing. After I'm done taking down information for the business, what we do is we secure the listing, we read what's called a 90-second voice verification, and you get everything in writing. You're going to get your invoice, your terms and conditions, like everything is pretty much sent to you. Once we select the spot, like once we close the spot with you, like the listing, then you would submit the application to the agent for the onboarding call. You don't have to do the application right now.
Okay.
As far as the target area, so once again, you're in that city, but how far are you willing to travel for new clients, would you say? Like a mile radius?
Man, this town is huge. I would, Probably 15 miles.
Okay. 15 miles. Okay. Yeah, because I know that trucks, you can't really go with concrete. You can't really travel too far with concrete, you know?
Yeah, especially it's just crazy. So. 15 miles, there's some areas, just to get 15 miles will take me 45 minutes an hour.
I know. Trust me, it's a big, you know, it's just a lot of people don't look, you know, kind of see, but it's a lot that goes into it. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you speak any other languages besides English? Like, do you speak Spanish by chance?
I speak Romani, but I hardly get any customers from Romani because Romani don't hire Romani.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries. I just, you know, just asking. Google asks if you speak any other languages, the reason, so we can list that as well. So, okay. And then we're going to build a Facebook business page for you. So we're going to do that for you. Build a website. So once again, we're going to choose out a URL that a domain as well. So we'll do that for you as well. You mentioned you have pictures of before and after work you've done. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah. And one more thing. I'm sorry, man. I know I'm driving you crazy.
No.
I think I've done this before. I think I made the application and all in Mississippi because that Sony Systems I was telling you about, I think they put me through the same thing and I opened up.
You have to do it again.
Okay, you do. Yep. Okay. I just wanted to make sure if that's going to mess up anything.
It's a different state, so which is good. Now, if you would have done it in the same state of Texas, you wouldn't have to do the application. But since it's a different state, different rules, different requirements, I'm pretty sure in Mississippi you had to have a license and insurance, like licensing. Here in Texas, you don't, right? So I'm looking at the back office. The only requirement is a $250,000 liability, and you mentioned you have way more than that, so you're good.
Yeah.
So okay. So no worries on that. But okay. Since it's a new state, new regulations, everything, it's just you have to redo the application. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So I got a lot of these things in place already. Once again, we're gonna have you found for both commercial and residential, which is good. One thing I did wanted to mention to you. Now, as far as us trying to contact you, do you prefer being contacted via text message, email? What works best for you when it comes to us trying
probably
to
text message. I can text. I respond to that a lot faster. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I just want to kind of make sure on that. And then I'm looking at the client onboarding call calendar. So give me 1 second. Looking to see what's available for our text and then obviously you as well. Okay. So I'll look at that here in the next few seconds here. Okay. So what we do is we read what's called the 90-second voice verification. This is basically just to outline everything we're going to do for you. And then basically we're going to send you your invoice and everything as well. When you do get a chance, I would highly recommend you also download our app. And that way you can have that ready when the onboarding call, they'll give you your credentials for that app as well. So that way you're going to be able to track everything that we do for you. It's like the easiest way. And the owner, the CEO, spend like a lot of money on having an app. Not a lot of companies out there have one, but we do, which is good. So
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool. Now I got pretty much everything for the most part. Once again, you don't have to fill that application just this minute. You know, if you don't finish it by the time you get that onboarding call with the technician, they'll help you, you know, with that, or they'll wait for you to fill it in. Once it's filled in, then we submit it directly to Google, and that way you can get approved for that Google guaranteed, Google verified. Okay. So we got that going. Now I got everything here for the most part. In order to secure the listing, once again, it's $549 and then $299 every month after that. So just a breakdown in the price, the $250 is for the application for the Google Guaranteed, and then the $299 is just for everything else that we're doing, okay? That $250 is a one-time fee. It's just to submit the application and do the background check through Google. So you'll never get charged that $250 again, okay? So secure the listing, what works best for the business, a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's going to be, let's see, it's going to be a debit card. Let me find out which one it is.
Sure.
It is Visa.
Visa, okay. So the Google system is telling me it starts with a 4. I'll repeat it to you for accuracy, and then we'll read that 90-second voice verification as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Whenever you're ready, I'll
I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, whenever you're ready, I'll take that number down. I'll repeat it to you for accuracy.
Oh, okay. I thought I was waiting for like a voice recording.
No,
call.
No. I'm okay, gonna. So yeah, I'll do the voice recognition after we process that.
Okay. It's 4355.
Okay.
4608.
Okay.
1635.
Okay.
4541.
Gotcha. And the expiration month and year?
1228.
Okay, and there's a security card on the back of that card.
970.
970. Okay, gotcha. Now, also for account purposes, we're going to provide you with a security question. So basically, when we call you, Perry, you're going to know it's us calling you, right? And not another company. So you get to choose from three different options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for your company?
City I was born in.
Okay, so what city were you born in?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Oh,
Metairie, never mind.
okay. No worries. So Metairie, how do you spell that?
Metairie.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's in Louisiana, is that correct?
Yeah, Metairie, Louisiana. Let me make sure that spelling is correct.
I got it here. I actually found it. It's okay.
I might have missed the E in there or something.
It's Metairie.
IE, okay. Got it.
IE, yeah. Metairie. Okay, gotcha. Have you been back or no to visit?
It's been a while.
Been a while? Okay, gotcha. How do you like that?
Nobody really
so
there. Texas is good.
I was this close to moving to Texas, like this close, just because there's a lot of good opportunity out there, like, a lot more. So, you know, a lot of coworkers. So we're based out of California, so all the Google partners are in California, but they had options to relocate. And, I have family and friends here, but, you know, I would say about 75% of the staff moved to Texas.
Yeah.
So, but it's just the cost of living, the opportunity there, it's huge. So, okay. So what I did is I'm sending you, your invoices. Let me know if you received them as well. And I'll read this 90-second voice.
Your text message?
Both email and text messages. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me send it to the other phone as well. It's cause I think it went to the business one. Not quite sure, but I'll take a look at that now. Okay, let me just do that. All right, and then I'll read the 90.
Give me hold on 1 second.
Yep. No worries.
Hey. Okay, we're good.
Okay, all right,
sorry about
awesome.
That.
No worries. I know you're a busy man. So I'm sending you via the text message to the other number, the 228. So that way you have them both.
Okay.
You should receive it here in a second.
Just got it.
Okay. So when you do receive that, there's a checkbox that you put. That way, you know, we can send you text messages, and then to activate your account, just type in your first and last name that you received that invoice. I'll read this 90-second voice certification, and then that way, if there's anything that you, that you want me to re-explain, you could just say, "Hey, Chris, you know, can you re-explain that to me?" And then we can review, and we'll go from there. Okay. So it does say, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice certification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business."
DC Paving and Construction.
Okay. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Perry Costello, owner and operator.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the account of the billing?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, Perry, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, or emails from local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, it does say as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. So once again, when we call you, you know it's us calling you, right? And then if you want to question it, ask what city was I born in. Everybody here at Local Splash should know the answer, which is Metairie, okay?
Okay.
So that's just for security purposes. Mm-hmm. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this means is if you have another company that's offering you something similar, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you. That's all it is.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required information in a timely manner. So, you know, Google will ask for information like business insurance or the Google Verified application. You know, we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within 7 days. Would that be okay with you, obviously, so that way we're not prolonging the time frames or have any suspensions on the account?
Yeah, so I got to get all the documents and within 7 days for you guys.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, basically. So that way, you know, there's no delays in anything, and Google, it just gets that, it accepts documents, and then we're able to verify you. Okay. Now.
Okay.
So basically, what we do ask is for you to give us some time, right? Once again, you know, 2-3 months at the most, you know, 45 to 60 days, but 2 months is the tops. Basically, you know, you can just continue your agreement at any time. All you would do is call client support and talk to a live representative, okay? So just want to take note of that. I'm also sending you my contact information as well, okay? If you need to get a hold of me, you have my number and my extension. And then that 877 number, that's our toll-free number. Okay, so you'll be able to, you know, to talk to any of our customer service reps. But in your case, Perry, I'm actually going to assign an account manager. So that way you're not speaking to multiple people. You're only speaking to one person. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, so that person that's going to onboard you is going to stick with you pretty much to the, for the life of the account for the most part. You're only going to be dealing with one person. Now,
okay.
As far as everything else, let me just tomorrow there's a wide open schedule for a technician. I don't know what works best for you. Mornings, you know, afternoons, or the latest one we have.
What time do you have open?
I have open from 9 a.m. to all the way till 5 p.m. Completely open calendar.
Okay. And do I have to do that that application that you sent me? That has to be done before the technician call?
That would be recommended, or you can have the technician help you with it, you know, so that way we can submit it to Google and we expedite the process.
Yeah, I'd rather have him helping me with it.
Okay, sure, no worries. Anything. No, just all you do is just save and exit, if there's a save and exit option. Yeah, there is for sure. So, and then if you haven't started it, no worries, you're good. Then the technician will help you out with it. So, but what time would you want that call? You could spend about 30 minutes of your time.
Let's do 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m. Okay, perfect. So, I'll have you here at 9 a.m. Once again, it's going to be one technician, and that way, you know, you're not dealing with just a bunch of other people. Okay, so, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation as well for this, Perry, so that way you have this in front of you, and it's just a reminder that you're going to have that client onboarding call. Okay, I'm going to send it to your to the email as well. Were you able to get the invoice by chance that I sent you? Or
yeah, I got the invoice.
Okay, gotcha. Were you able to hit okay on the text messages to allow us to send you messages and then?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Good. Okay. So let me.
It's asking for some kind of login too. Once I've done that.
Perfect. Great. So that login, the client onboarding agent is going to give you your login credentials. So that way they're going to be the same login credentials for your goodness gracious, for your app, and then also for your dashboard if you want to use a desktop or a laptop, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a desktop.
Okay, cool. So you'll have both. You'll have the desktop and laptop, whatever you prefer. There'll be the same credentials for both of them. So I got you here for 9 a.m., and then I'm sending this over to your email as a reminder, right, for tomorrow, that onboarding call. I got pretty much everything. All the notes that I pretty much got are here. Everything's pretty much here in, as far as the account that we're going to create for you. Is there any questions that you have or any concerns or anything that we missed by chance?
No, that's pretty much it. I think that's everything. The EIN number and all that, I guess he's going to help me fill that out. And
yeah, everything that you put that in there, into the application with the technicians, they're going to help you out with all that good stuff. And then,
okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The only thing that
you guys will let me know when I'm live online and all.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. One of the things that we're going to do is that's why we read that voice verification. That way you're proactively, you know, available and involved in your campaign, because we also need your help too, right? To make sure it's a work teamwork effort to get you going, right? So that's what we want to make sure. That we're both on the same page and we both are, you know, really conduce to the communication, you know?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, awesome. Well, we'll talk tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. And if you have any other questions, you can always reach out, okay?
Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you as well. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hmm.